This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The Sonoma County that Willie Garrett came to in 1951 didn't practice the sort of overt racism he'd grown up with a generation earlier in Texas, but it was here all the same. So he quickly set about quietly working to undo it, frequently concentrating his efforts on children and young people.
I looked at Little League. There were no minorities on those teams. The wife and I bought uniforms, gloves, went to the coaches and said, we have some kids that want to learn how to play ball, play on the team. I got some of the kids from the college, and we taught those kids how to bat and how to catch and integrated them into the Little League in Santa Rosa.
With his wife, Ida, Garrett worked as a teacher at the state's Los Gillicos School for Girls near Oakmont, where they gradually implemented an effort to bring the students out of the institution and into the surrounding community. They began with small shopping trips and eventually worked up to a full day at the county fair.
We reached a point where I could load up a bus of those kids, take them to the fair, open the door, and say, I'll pick you up at 6:30. You guys be right here when I get back. And at 6:30 when I came back, they were there.
But Mr. Garrett, as he is still known to much of the community today, had still bigger plans. He persuaded the administration at Santa Rosa Junior College to accept some of his students and impressed upon the quote-unquote delinquent girls the significance of that opportunity.
What I said to them is, look, this is an opportunity that you have for future kids that's coming into this institution. You can mess it up, or you can open the way for them to start doing what you're doing now. They police themselves and never had a kid kicked out of the JC.
Still, Garrett found it harder to shift attitudes around some of the discrimination that he himself encountered here.
When I first came here, the only place you could buy a house was in South Park. I don't know how many places I went to with money in my pocket to buy a house in Santa Rosa. And once they saw me, the house had just been sold.
By 1959, Willie Garrett was active in the local chapter of the NAACP, something he continued to do for half a century. In 1962, he was part of a group of black men who held a small sit-in at the Silver Dollar, a downtown Santa Rosa bar that refused to serve them. They sued for illegal discrimination and won, but even now, Garrett says he would have preferred taking a different approach.
I really didn't want to go into that because I didn't think that was our main objective. There were things in Santa Rosa that I didn't like. For example, we go to Rosenberg when I first came here. If you're trying a hat, you need to buy it. If you're trying to pair shoes, you need to buy the shoes. That kind of thing. So I thought those were much better kinds of problems to deal with than just going to the Silver Dollar where you buy drinks.
Now a lean and active 82 years old, Mr. Garrett has collected a long list of official honors for his quietly insistent activism, including, tonight, the Jack Green Civil Rights Award from the Sonoma County Chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. And while he is more inclined to celebrate his successes than bemoan changes yet unmade, Garrett admits he is surprised and disappointed that so few African Americans have joined in the cultural mix that is Sonoma County.
I am disappointed that it hasn't happened, but slowly but surely it is beginning to happen, I think, to the 100 black men, but I don't see it happening fast enough.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.